The Calgary Flames making a deal today with the Ottawa Senators, acquiring Curtis Lazar. He joins us now down the South Street Burger guest hotline. And Curtis, I know this has been somewhat of a whirlwind, and you've probably done a bunch of interviews, so I'm going to try to avoid asking you the same question over and over again. But let me start with this. Has it sunk in that you are coming to back to Alberta? Has it sunk in that you're now a member of the Flames?
You know, I wish I could say it has, but it really hasn't. I mean, I'm on my way to the airport right now, and, you know, it's pretty surreal feeling. Calgary was, you know, big on my list of teams I wanted to join and thought it was a great place to get a fresh start. And I'm very thankful that the Senators allowed me to do that. And I can't wait to hit the ice with the guys tomorrow.
It sounds like that, you know, the fresh start is something that you wanted and something that they were willing to give you. And I'm glad that it worked out amicably. But why the fresh start, Curtis? Why is it important for you?
You know what? I had about 2.5 seasons in Ottawa, and I really just wasn't able to find my groove, especially this year. You know, we had the new coaching staff come in, and, you know, the team's been awesome. There's a lot of team success, but, you know, for myself personally, I just haven't been able to find my groove or my role in the team. And I got diagnosed with mononucleosis at the tail end of summer, right before training camp. So, you know, you lose all your gains in the summer, and then you have to sit out training camp. You're behind the eight ball to begin with. And, you know, that led to me being sent to the American League to, you know, condition my way back and, you know, work my way up to the NHL again, which I was able to do. But, you know, I just mentally couldn't, you know, find my way in Ottawa. And it's nothing against the organization or anything, but, you know, things just weren't working out. And I can't thank them enough for allowing me to get my feet wet in the NHL, but also, you know, letting me go here for a fresh start.
So, Curtis, as a player, what's it going to take for you to find your groove? You couldn't find it in Ottawa. What is it that Calgary can do, or what is it that you can do in Calgary that will help you find that?
You know what? I like their core group of guys. You know, they're similar age to me, and I think I can compliment them well. But for myself, it's just regaining my confidence. You know, I was a first-round pick for a reason, and, you know, I have to get back to the way that I played during junior with the Edmonton Oil Kings. And, you know, that's a tenacious style, but also fun. I always have a smile on my face as the fans in Calgary, and I get to see, you know, quite a bit here. And, you know, I'm at my best when I'm having fun and I'm relaxed. And, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be used or whereabouts I'm going to be used, but, you know, that's all something that I'm open for discussion. And having the familiarity with, you know, Dave Cameron and being able to sit down with him and the head coach as well, it's going to help me out, and hopefully I can find my my niche and really take off to my full potential.
He's the newest member of the Calgary Flames, Curtis Lazar, our guest down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Pat?
Curtis, can you expand a little bit on the familiarity with Dave Cameron? Because statistically, he played two full seasons and had two pretty decent seasons with Cameron as the head coach there. How comfortable are you with him? How excited are you coming back and playing on a team that Cameron's a part of the coaching staff of?
It's huge, and, you know, knowing that he's behind the bench and he's going to be supporting me, it really helps me out. Because, like you said, I'm familiar with him. I've worked with him for 2 years, and, you know, I can really you know, lean on him for some, you know, advice and knowledge within the Flames system. As, you know, Ottawa plays a pretty unique system, and that's a big reason why they have success. And, you know, to jump into Calgary, it's going to take a little adjusting. And, you know, I'm familiar with him. I'm not afraid to ask questions. And, you know, having that, but also being familiar with a few of the players. Obviously, Alex Chiasson, we spent time in Ottawa together, and you know, Chris Versteeg, someone else that I've gotten to know over the past couple of years. I know Sean Monahan through you know, the 2013 draft stuff that we've gone, and, you know, we're line mates in the top prospects game. And you know, Michael Stone, I know him from you know, just through Mark Stone, and, you know, there's plenty more familiarity there. Obviously, I'm pretty familiar with the city of Calgary, being from BC, so, you know, that's all going to help me out and should make for an easy transition.
You know, you've mentioned this season and how it's been difficult for you. How would you kind of describe, though, how you've been used overall in your 3 years in Ottawa? And for Flames fans who might be unfamiliar with you, what type of role have you been playing, by and large, with the Senators over the last few seasons?
I've been strictly a bottom six guy here in Ottawa, and a lot of that has to do just, I mean, obviously there's guys that are ahead of you in more offensive roles that's, you know, that they make more money and they're more established in the NHL, and you have to respect that. And, you know, I'm kind of in that gray area where I broke in the NHL at 19, and so I was still eligible to go back to junior, but going back there probably wouldn't have resulted in much for my development. So the team allowed me to stay in Ottawa and during my first season there. And, I mean, I held my own. I wasn't a liability by any means, but, you know, there's sometimes where it was a little overwhelming. And, you know, being a prospect or a young player and having to develop – you know, in a Canadian market where there's lots of pressure and stuff, it does wear on you because there's always an opinion and critics are always going to be on you. And I think I let that get to me a bit, especially being a high draft pick to Ottawa that a lot of people expected a lot. And I expect a lot from myself. And, you know, things just, you know, weren't able to work out offensively there. And, you know, I wasn't put in that role. And, you know, you guys will see is I pay a lot of attention to my defensive play. And, you know, I love killing penalties and stuff like that. And I take a lot of pride in that. And I'm hoping that I'm able to do that. But it will lead to some offense here in Calgary.
Well, that's kind of where I was going to go. You take a look at the way that you've been used and a lot of defensive deployment in your time with the Senators. How much offensive upside do you believe? You're 22. How much offensive upside do you believe you have at the NHL level?
It's kind of tough to gauge because then again, as I haven't been put in those situations yet. And I know it's just not going to be handed to me here in Calgary too, as I have to earn that from the coaching staff. But, you know, I don't doubt myself. And that's where this fresh start comes in handy. If I'm able to get on the board early here and put together a couple solid games, then I think I'm going to be able to thrive. Again, I like the makeup of this hockey club, right in the thick of things when it comes to the playoffs. And, you know, I love that competitive situation that we're in. And, you know, I want to be out there and give it my all. And again, if coaches want me in the first line, fourth line, anywhere, I mean, I'm ready to accept the job and to embrace it.
Are you, we talked to the general manager a couple of minutes ago. What about for you, though? Are you more comfortable playing down the middle, more comfortable on the wing? Do you have a preference one way or the other?
Again, I mean, I've been played here in Ottawa for 2.5 years, and I've never gotten a set position yet. I'm always bouncing everywhere. Versatility is a big part of my game, and I'm hoping that it'll get to the point where I can be looked as either a centerman or a winger, but I'm comfortable with both. Obviously, center has a bit more responsibility defensive-wise, and you know, if I can thrive in their system and do well defensively, then sure, they will throw me in the middle. I love to skate the middle and open up seams with my speed, but you know, I also can play wing too and use that speed down the wall.
Curtis, you mentioned kind of right off the hop, the Flames were a team that you pointed to and said, I really want to go there. What about Calgary? What about the opportunity with this team attracts you as much as it does?
Well, just like we touched on, I mean, the familiarity has a big thing. I really see myself as a Western Conference player, more of that rugged type. I am a very physical guy in that regard where, you know, I love taking the body and blocking shots and stuff like that. And like I said, too, is just the youth that the team has. It's a good mix of, you know, the youth movement, but also the veterans that, you know, compliment the guys out there. And I mean, as of late, when, you know, you hear the rumors and stuff that, you know, I might be on the move and Calgary might be a good fit, I've paid more and more attention to the Flames, and I really like what I see.
You're still young in your National Hockey League career. You're 22, and now you've been traded. I mean, how difficult has this season been, not just from a production standpoint and not just from how rough it was to start the season, but also dealing with that for the last number of weeks your name has been attached to trade rumors? I would imagine it's not something you've ever gone through before.
Not at all. I mean, it's something I definitely had to get used to. I'm a big advocate on social media and stuff, and it got to the point where I had to delete my Twitter account. It wasn't for anything about, you know, what people were saying to me or stuff like that, but it's just, you know, you scroll down your news feed and there's a picture of you with, you know, the latest rumors here and stuff like that. And as much as you say it doesn't bother you, it always gets to you a little bit. And to have that over and done with, it's big. And like I said, I can finally exhale. There's no pressure on me. I feel like there's a weight's been lifted off my shoulders, and I can just go come out here and play. And that's exactly what Brad Treliving said to me. He says he wants me to come out there and be me, because you know, he's always been a big fan of me as a player and a person, and I appreciate that.
And do you think that uncertainty potentially has played into a difficult season for yourself?
Yes and no. And I mean, more of it's just been mental than anything. I mean, I have all the mechanics to be something special, but you know, the mistakes that I make, I mean, I kind of been puzzled as to, you know, why even I've been making them, and because, you know, they're very uncharacteristic for me, that what I've been making. And you know, you kind of look here and there, and I've been trying to figure out what it is. And I've also, you know, worked with some psychologists and performance coaches just to get to the bottom of it. And again, it's something that it's not going to go away overnight, but getting this fresh start is definitely going to help. And like I said, if I can get the momentum going right away and develop some confidence, then I'm going to be in some great shape for the future.
Curtis Lazar, the Calgary Flames, our guest on the South Street Burger guest hotline. Two more for me for you, Curtis. One, we talked to Brad Treliving, and he said that he had a great conversation with you, and there were some things that you two talked about that you could work on, and you were really accepting of that. What are the types of things that the Flames have asked you, you know, or have talked to you about heading into Calgary? What are they looking from you?
Yeah, again, it was music to my ears when Brad answered the phone, and the first thing he said is he's been after me for a while, and what he wants is me just to play my brand of hockey. And I'll never forget going through that whole the draft combine and the process back in 2013, and Mr. Tree Living there was a member of the, I guess, then the Phoenix Coyotes, and we went for lunch one day, and we talked for a couple hours straight just about hockey and everything besides hockey as well. And I really got to know him as a person, and we hit it off very well. And the hockey world's a small world, and little do you know, I mean, he's my boss now. It's funny how that works, but just being able to touch base, I think we're both on the same wavelength as to what we want, and I know it's up to me now that I have to perform, and I'm willing to do that.
My final question for you, Curtis, and it's somewhat of a personal question, so I can understand if you don't want to answer it, but are you always going to be this good of an interview?
Honestly, I have to give credit to the Edmonton Oil Kings. I know you guys in Calgary, you're going to get sick and tired of me talking about the Oil Kings, but they made it mandatory for us to take a public speaking class. And it's funny that you think about that, a junior hockey team that has to go up and do a bunch of speeches in front of each other and all the clowning around that gets done. But it was well worth your time, and I recommend it to everyone, because public speaking is one of the most nerve-wracking things in the world. And being able to get at it, and I mean, I'm just excited to interact with you guys in Calgary. Hopefully, leave my stamp on the city and the fan base, and we'll go from there.
Well, this interview's probably gone a long way in helping you start that stamp. Congratulations on joining the Flames. Look forward to saying hello to you face to face. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Anytime. See you guys tomorrow.